Begin by simply focusing on your breath for a moment, counting each breath and observing your natural inhalation and exhalation without changing anything. Notice whether you are breathing through your nose or your mouth, quickly or slowly, taking deep or shallow breaths. If you find yourself becoming distracted by random thoughts, try not to engage in them. Just notice them and let them go, bringing your attention back to your breath. Do this for 5 breaths. Next, take a deep cleansing breath in through your nose and blow it out through your mouth. The inhale should be as deep as you can make it, and the exhale should be forceful, as though blowing out several candles all at once. Take another cleansing breath in through the nose, deep breath in, and out forcefully blow it out through your mouth. Now, place one hand on your upper chest and the other on your stomach just below your rib cage. Breathe in and out through your nose and notice whether the chest hand or stomach hand is being moved the most. It's probably the chest hand now. By the end of this exercise, the goal is to fill your lungs completely, which will have your chest hand remain almost completely still, while your belly hand is moved high and low as you breathe. Okay, now bring your attention to your lower abdomen where your belly hand rests, and still breathing in and out through your nose, take a slow, deep breath directing it into your lower abdomen. Try to keep your chest still as you do this. Your belly should rise as your lower lung chamber fills with air. On the exhale, use your abdominal muscles to pull your navel toward your spine and push out all the air. Remember to keep your chest relaxed and still. Relax your abdomen and take another breath into it. Feel the air flowing right past your chest and expanding your belly fully, pushing your belly hand up and leaving your chest hand unmoving. And now, use your diaphragm and abdominal muscles to push the air out again, up through your chest and out. Tighten the muscles and use them to squeeze out every bit of air as you exhale. Now continue to take a few more of those deep abdominal breaths, relaxing the belly on the inhale to fill it fully and tightening it to push out air on the exhale. Notice and feel all the different muscles you're using with each motion. Your diaphragm is a dome-shaped muscle between your chest cavity and abdominal cavity. So as you relax your diaphragm and extend your belly, like you're doing on your inhales, it flattens out to create some extra space to expand the lungs immediately above it. Then, as you exhale and you tense the muscles, then it reverts back to its dome shape, and it works with your abdominal muscles to push the air up and out. That's what's happening right now as you're inhaling and exhaling with the abdomen, and it allows the lower chamber of your lungs to be used efficiently. Next, we're going to move on up to the middle lung chamber in your chest. This time, inhale slowly using just your chest muscles and keeping the air in your mid-chest. Keep your diaphragm tight, not allowing it to extend at all. And now exhale completely, still using only your chest muscles. Your chest hand should move and your belly hand should remain still this time. If you haven't quite got it yet, just keep working on it with more chest breaths. In and out, through your nose, filling and emptying your chest. You're using the intercostal muscles between your ribs for these breaths. Try moving your belly hand up to the bottom of your rib cage for a breath or two, and feel how your bottom ribs, the floating ribs, move more than the top ones as you breathe in and out of your chest. Compare those breaths with the isolated abdominal breaths and notice how the depth and volume differs. These are the breaths that most of us are accustomed to taking regularly, even though they only use about a third of our lung capacity and allow a buildup of toxins in the mostly unused parts of our lungs. By now, you should be noticing a lot less movement of your belly hand, so we're going to go ahead and move along to the uppermost lung chamber with some clavicular breathing. Breathing only into the top third of the lungs. Tense your gut muscles, drawing your navel in as much as you can and hold tightly, and lift your chest just by using the muscles and not inhaling. Now, raise your shoulders and your collarbone, or clavicle, slightly as you inhale slowly without moving the rest of your torso at all. Exhale, keeping your chest lifted and abdominals tight, only moving your clavicle and shoulders. Keep inhaling and exhaling like this for a few breaths. This is the shallowest type of breathing. It should almost feel like you're breathing into the back of your throat rather than your lungs. Okay, take a few deep breaths now to counteract those shallow breaths. Obviously, the clavicle breaths are the least efficient in terms of oxygenating your body. They should only be used on their own for certain specific purposes and not too many or for too long at once, since you could suffer some health effects from doing so. In this case, they're an important part of understanding how the different parts of a full breath feel. So now finally, it's time to pull it all together, combining each of the distinct separate pieces of the breath expansion into a complete belly breath or long deep breath. Start with a complete exhale, using your abdominal, chest, and clavicular muscles to push out every bit of air in your lungs. And then begin your inhale with an abdominal breath, filling the lower chamber completely. Remember to raise the belly hand. Now continue to the chest breath, expanding your chest with air. And now top that off with the clavicle breath, filling your lungs all the way to the top. The exhale is the opposite. Relax the clavicle, let that top breath out, then slowly empty your chest, and lastly, the abdomen, pulling the muscles in tightly to push out all the remaining air. Now do it again. Fill your abdomen, raise up the belly hand, now expand your chest, and then lift those upper ribs, shoulders, and clavicle to fill the top chamber again, and exhale in reverse. Deflate the upper chamber, now the middle, empty the chest, and pull the abdomen in and up to sink the belly hand, drawing your navel back toward your spine until every bit of air is pushed out again. Okay. Let's try to get it all into a long, smooth motion now. Inhale to the abdomen, in, in, in. Fill the chest, expand it out, and top it off. Raise those shoulders. Now relax them and exhale from the top. Empty the chest, pull those abs in, empty the abdomen. Again, inhale, fill the belly, raise it up. Fill the chest, expand, expand, raise the shoulders and top it off. Exhale from the top. Now empty the chest and squeeze the abdomen empty. Good. Now go ahead and relax and just take some slow, easy breaths at your own pace. Pay attention to the breaths and adjust them in whatever way feels right for you in this moment. Who knew just breathing could be such a workout? Once you've practiced belly breathing more, it will get a lot easier, and your regular breathing will become much more efficient all the time, with all the attendant health benefits, and your intentional belly breaths becoming even more beneficial than ever. So remember to keep practicing. Even though a longer session like this one is best done lying or sitting down, remember you can take a few belly breaths anywhere, anytime, pretty much any position. Give it a try next time you're feeling stressed out or overwhelmed or down. It really does help. And so until next time, I wish you well and pleasant journeys.